Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. About a week ago, there was a flurry of language-related commotion here in Russia. I decided to try to ignore it, partially because I'm under strict doctor's orders to keep a lid on ranting. Just kidding. But mostly because responding would involve writing things that would be the equivalent of "The sun rises in the east." You know, statements like, "All languages are rich in their own way. No language is better than any other language." Russian language specialists may have non-Slavic surnames. And people who share a common language have been known to kill each other, in fact, by the millions. Also, the sun sets in the west. But a couple of adjectives came up and got my attention. Ubogi, a word I use all the time but didn't really know the origins of, and kloachny, a word that I only vaguely knew, never use at all, but apparently should because everyone else is. Unfortunately, they make the theme of today rather grim. To be exact, they make it squalid and gross. But hey, life isn't always pleasant, right? With ubogi, I mentally misinterpreted the root, boh, as God, instead of rich, which you find in words like bogati, bogatstva. So I made up an original meaning that was something like away from God. Although that is totally wrong, in a way it leads us in the right direction. Ubogi means poor of body and spirit, squalid, crippled, poor physically, or even mediocre, impoverished emotionally or intellectually. Ubogi might be used to describe, for example, a poorly furnished hotel room. I think I've stayed in this hotel. Мы вошли в двухместный номер, убогая комната с парой деревянных кроватей и тумбочкой между ними. We walked into the double, a squalid room with a couple of wooden beds and a nightstand between them. We walked into the double, a squalid room with a couple of wooden beds and a nightstand between them. Or it can be used to describe homeless people. У них они какие-то совсем убогие, засаленные, грязные. Наши советские бомжи – лучшие бомжи в мире. They were just completely sordid, greasy, filthy. Our Soviet homeless people are the best homeless people in the world. Or it can be used to describe the spiritual poverty of a country. Мужчина, который вырвался из нашей убогой страны, стал человеком с большой буквы. A man who could break away from our wretched country became a real man. Or even you might use it to describe one's shape and size. Платье было слишком хорошо для моей убогой фигуры. The dress was way too nice for my god-awful figure. So what would убогий язык be? Meager vocabulary, poor choice of words, flat, colorless. You know people, often young people, who speak like that in any language. They've just come back from a theme park. Как съездили, you ask. How was your trip? Ну, классно. Супер. Ну, просто класс. It was great. Супер. It was like great. It makes teachers weep. The other adjective, kloachny, comes from the noun kloaka, kloaka, which is a really interesting word. For one thing, the original meaning was a man-made object, and the secondary meaning is part of the anatomy. Usually it's the other way around. Think about words like joint, elbow, spine, foot, and so on. Originally, cloaca referred to a ditch or underground pipe that carried sewage out of a city. Then it was used to describe something we humans don't have. A common chamber and outlet in amphibians, reptiles, birds, and some fish, into which the intestinal, urinary, and genital tracts open. And then it came to mean a metaphorical cesspool, a morally reprehensible person or group of people, the kind whose minds are in the gutter. Russian took all of this and happily used it in every way, starting with descriptions of Roman engineering. Знаменитая римская канализация Клоака Максима просуществовала тысячи лет. The famous Roman sewage system, the Cloaca Maxima, lasted 1,000 years. And then it describes the curious digestive system of some creatures. У птиц и рептилий нет мочевого пузыря, и продукты выделения почек удаляются через клоаку. Birds and reptiles don't have bladders, so waste from the kidneys goes out through the cloaca. Клоака can refer to a filthy bathroom. Биотуалет превратился в клоаку. The biotoilet turned into a cesspit. Or it can refer to a ramshackle, filthy apartment or shack. Квартира брата была настоящей клоакой. My brother's apartment was a sewer. It is also a word to describe groups of morally suspect people, something all parents, regardless of nationality or century, don't want their children to socialize with.
Родители Пастернака были в ужасе от его новых знакомств и называли нехорошую квартиру клоакой.
Pasternak's parents were horrified by his new friends, and they called that unsavory apartment a cesspool.
Москва купеческая. Алчная клоака.
Moscow is a greedy merchant swamp. Clearly needs to be drained. The adjective клоачный describes any of this moral or physical filth. Until a few weeks ago, it doesn't seem to have been used much in Russian, except in biology texts or treatises on urban development in the ancient world. But now everyone is discussing whether or not certain speakers of Russian use клоачный язык, which the original accuser has defined as hate speech. I can't say for sure, but we have клоачный язык in English too. Only for us, it's potty mouth. In any case, this week my language has certainly been vastly enriched by Ubogi and Kloachny. I hope you found it enriching too, and if you did, I hope you'll consider enriching our support fund. Just hit that yellow button to make a contribution to Moscow's only independent English language newspaper. If you read us and listen to us, send us a few dollars or euros or yen or pounds. We'd be very grateful. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!